This is the National Civil Defense Headquarters.
There is an epidemic of mass murder with no apparent pattern or reason. The killers are eating the flesh of the people they kill. Remain in your home. Keep all doors and windows locked or boarded shut.
That's all for now.
Hey, don't look at it. I need you to get some wood.
Well, don't shoot.
How long have you guys been down there?
That's the cellar. It's the safest place.
All law enforcement agencies have been organized to destroy the marauding ghouls.
Good Lord.
Stay safe out there.
Some of us can go out and try to get to the truck.
We've got to get down into the cellar.
If you're coming, come on! Let me in!
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Night of the Animated Dead. Look for it on digital and Blu-ray.
Welcome to E Society's 31 Days of Horror.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Nez back, E Society Podcast, 31 Days of Horror. I'm back tonight with the 2021 animated film, Night of the Animated Dead. Quick synopsis. Visiting her dad's grave in the countryside, two siblings are attacked by a zombie. Barbara escapes to a farmhouse, a man helps barricade the house as more zombies arrive. All right. For those of you that think that, this sounds like something else. Of course, that something else is George A. Romero's Night of the Living Dead. And this was kind of like a blind buy for me. It came out September 21st of this year. I went into Best Buy just to see whatever was new at the time. And I looked and I said, what is this? So I picked it up and I looked at it and I was like, okay, cool. I mean, it was the Night of the Animated Dead. I was looking at the cover right now. You got some zombies, you got Barbara, and you got Ben. And I'm like, okay, is this like a reimagining? And it is not. This is Night of the Living Dead in animated form, just like it says. Let me read the back of the Blu-ray. Experience dimensions in terror. I gotta put my glasses on. What begins as a simple visit to a grave site soon escalates into a night of sheer terror. In this dark animated retelling of the 1968 cult classic Night of the Living Dead, bloodthirsty zombies suddenly begin amassing everywhere as Barbara, Ben, and an odd group of strangers hide in a remote farmhouse. Their struggle to ward off the flesh eaters outside creates police tension inside, containing terrifying new content not found in the original Night of the Animated Dead, will convince you to lock your doors. Special features, making of the animated dead. All right. I think I already said it. Directed by Jason Atkin, and the story is written by George A. Romero, as well as, I should know this by heart already. What the hell was that other guy's name? Oh, John A. Russo. And this is exactly the movie, pretty much, that took his script, pretty much word for word for dialogue. Yeah, they added some stuff, but I was kind of like, okay, so, I mean, I've seen Night of the Living Dead a billion times. I'm actually looking at a Night of the Living Dead poster on my wall here in the studio. And I was like, okay, I mean, I like what's going on. I'm looking at the back. I talked about this on Horror Returns when we did one of those episodes. And I didn't watch it at the time. And I was looking at the back pictures and I was like, oh, the animation kind of reminds me of Heavy Metal, if you guys have seen that old school movie. But after watching this, the animation is not like how Heavy Metal was. So I was kind of, that kind of took me out for a little bit. I mean, the animation is, I can't do it, first of all. So I shouldn't be talking shit, but it wasn't the greatest. I guess that they must have used a computer to draw, but it doesn't look like the computer generated drawing stuff. It's like, I don't know. Watch the trailer and you'll see what I'm talking about. But it took me out for the first 10-15 minutes, but then but once the movie got going, I didn't even mind it. I thought the zombies and everything looked cool. This film, it was bloody and everything. Thing is, if you look at the cover, that animation looks awesome. Like they put more time into the cover than they actually did into the stuff in the film. I don't need to go into what this is about. I mean, you guys know what Night of the Living Dead is. I mean, just a night of zombies out in the countryside in Pennsylvania. I was kind of like, okay. I mean, are they going to show anything new? And actually, there is some new scenes in the film. If you guys remember in the film, when the character Ben was talking about, when he's sitting in there with Barbara and he's telling her the story of how he got there. When he's talking about that diner scene, when he went there and he took the truck, they actually animated it and showed it while he was telling the story. So I really liked that. I thought that was really cool because from up to now, up to this point, we were just his story. It was just whatever we made up in our head. So I really liked that. I can't remember if they did any other new scenes like that. I mean, there's a couple little new things in it, but not much to write home about. Oh, but let me run through the voice cast. Harry Cooper, he was the asshole dad in there. That's Josh Duhamel. Ben was played by, he's from Psych, Duell Hill, I think that's how you say his name. And Barbara, American Mary, I think she was in Ginger Snaps, and then she was in See No Evil 2, I think. Catherine Isabel. Tom is James Rode Rodriguez. I guess he's the other dude in Psych. Okay, right on. And then we got Starbuck herself, Bo-Katan, the beautiful Katie Sackhoff. She plays Judy. Will Sesso plays Sheriff McClelland. Jimmy Simpson plays John. All right. This, if you guys listened to my episode yesterday about I'm only fucking with you, I'm mistaken there was an actor in that I thought was McPoyle from Sunny in Philadelphia. All right, everyone, this is the real McPoyle. This is Jimmy Simpson. Some of you probably don't even know if you didn't even listen to yesterday's episode, but I just kind of made the mistake of that. But anyway, yeah, McPoyle's in this. What the hell was his name in Sunny in Philly? McPoyle was all their last name, so I don't really remember his name in the show. I guess I can look it up, or I guess I should have had this already pulled up. If you guys haven't watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, definitely watch that show because that show is awesome. Liam McPoyle, that's who he plays. So but anyway, yeah, so he's in this. The real McPoyle, not the dude I was talking about last night. Also, Helen Cooper is Nancy Travis. Stefan Marx is Vince. And let me see who else. That was pretty much the main players. Then there's a bunch of other people in this for the additional voices, but that's pretty much the main cast. It was cool, man. I mean, they went and got, I mean, faces for the voices. So it wasn't like it was just, hey, Nez, we need you to, be a talking part in this. I mean, I'd definitely do it. I know I'd have to re-record, or I'd have to record all my stuff over and over and over again. But I've seen that movie enough times to where I could listen to that dialogue and just repeat it. Probably won't sound as good, but I know I could do it. But it's only a... Let me just put that. It's only a one-disc movie. And again, the only reason I really bought this was just because of my love for George Romero's film. And that's pretty much all it is. It's the exact same film, the exact same story, just put it into animated form. And yeah, that one scene that they redid, we got to see it. So I thought that was really cool. Was I mad that I bought this and the animation wasn't the greatest? I was at first. I was kind of like, what is this? But I'm like, you know what? I mean, the horror buff that I am, I'm just like, you know what? I got to have this in my collection. I mean, there's a ton of movies in my collection where I'm like, oh, why did I even buy this? But when it's a franchise, there's like, I don't like every single Friday the 13th. I don't like every Halloween. I don't like every Texas Chainsaw Massacre film or Nightmare on Elm Street. Just talking about the big ones. So, but I need that set complete. So I have to buy part 6 of Halloween. I actually have two Blu-rays of part 6 from Halloween, the theatrical cut and the producer's cut. It's the same movie. You just add some other bullshit into it. But I mean, that's the kind of collector I am. I mean, so I had to have this. But then, if you guys know, if you've been listening to the show, George Romero's Night of the Living Dead, that was the very first horror movie I ever seen in my life when I was a kid growing up. Shout out to my babysitter, Mark. Let me and my brother watch it. On Creature Features, for all of you in the Bay Area, Bob Wilkins was a host. Rest in peace. Awesome man. I met him once, and that was how we watched it on a Saturday night. So, but it is what it is. I mean, if you have to have this in your collection, yeah, go for it. It does come with a digital code. I already gave that code away, so... Don't ask me for it. But yeah, I definitely think you should check it out. I mean, if you don't want to buy it, you can rent it on wherever you rent movies, Amazon or what have you. I think you can rent it on YouTube as well. I've never rented anything on YouTube. I should at least try it once. But it's cool. I mean, I like it. I enjoy it. Again, it's the exact same thing as Night of the Living Dead. And, yeah, I did love the, when the zombies attack and everything, they do show all that. They kind of just basically take scenes. I mean, they were probably watching the movie and then just drew it out. Cause I mean, like, again, I've seen that movie a million times, so I know the shots, and, it was cool to see that. So I can appreciate, for what it was. Again, in the beginning, when I started the animation, I was like, what is this? I want to say the music was changed as well, the score in the background, because I don't remember the eerie the selection they played at the beginning of the film when we see Barbara and Johnny driving up to the cemetery, because that music always scared me. If you guys remember Night of the Living Dead, I mean, Night of the Living Dead, if you don't want to rent it, or you can go on YouTube, the whole movie is on there. I think the colorized version is on there as well. Don't watch that one. The color just does nothing to it, and it just makes me mad. I have seen it once. Night of the Living Dead was like a one of those properties where, at the time when they made it, it was, I guess he didn't sign the whatever deal to keep it his. Because there's many different versions of Night of the Living Dead out there. Like, if I wanted to make a Night of the Living Dead film, I could have. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's changed now, but for a while, anyone can put Night of the Living Dead on their movie. And there's been many of them that were just horrendous, and there was a couple that were okay. But the best one, at remake wise, was Tom Savini's 1990 version. That one was awesome. I love you. I highly recommend you guys watch that film. It is changed, but it's still an amazing film. But all right, everyone, that's going to be it for this episode. So definitely check out Night of the Animated Dead. Either buy it, rent it, or find it. And and enjoy it for what it is. So, but all right, everyone, I'm out of here for tonight. So come back tomorrow for something else. So until then, party on, be safe, and they're coming to get you, Barbara. He didn't even say that in there. Oh, he did say it, but it didn't sound like how Johnny said it in the movie. But I don't know. I didn't make the movie. So anyway, all right, again, party on.